This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. Fire crews were investigating an overnight structure fire in Hendersonville. The fire broke out just before midnight on Canoga Forest Drive off of Crab Creek Road. The Valley Hill Fire and Rescue was still on scene Friday morning. They say the fire was fully involved, but no one was hurt. The cause of the blaze is still under investigation. The Transylvania Partnership is seeking funds from the City of Brevard to help with its business plan competition and new grant awards. Bob Bednarik, the nonprofit's chairman, presented the request during the Brevard City Council's regular meeting on Monday. This year, the organization awarded a $10,000 first prize to help a local small business and two awards of $2,500. Bednarik stated that the partnership is seeking matching funds over the next 3 years to raise $50,000 and reward three $10,000 winners and three second-place winners of $5,000 each. The other $5,000 would be used to support entrepreneurship at the high schools. The partnership also wants to raise $50,000 over the next 3 years to give out performance-based business grants. The council took no action on the partnership's request. Want to own your own piece of film history? Wade Shepherd of Henry River Mill Village, the land that served as a stand-in for the Hunger Games District 12, doesn't. So he's selling his 72 acres for $1.4 million. Forbes magazine reports that Shepherd has been bombarded with visitors trying to get a peek at the famous location. The village is private property, and the local sheriff's department is working with private security guards to keep people away, concerned about the liability if someone gets hurt. The North Carolina Department of Tourism, or the NCDOT, has taken the Field of Dreams approach to Henry River Mill Village. If you build it, where it is an experience for the fans, they will come. The NCDOT has designed a 4-day self-guided tour for fans, and you can zip line through canopies or enjoy pastries at a French bakery at your own pace. Also, according to Forbes magazine, the hardcore fan would probably prefer the Hunger Games fan tours, which includes reenactments of scenes from the films and lessons in survival skills. And yes, that includes learning to use a bow and arrow, as well as to walk silently in the forest. Their undeniably cool take on tourism takes place right here in Brevard, North Carolina. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.